Around this time every year, the guessing game gets underway as to who will win the Sports Personality of the Year. Well, this time, it's harder to pick than a broken nose. In a year already filled with some incredible sporting achievements, we also witnessed the greatest sporting event on the calendar. The Olympics and the Paralympics helped to make 2012 one of the UK's greatest sporting years in living memory. With it came a slew of talented sportsmen and women who are now all vying for one last honour to top an already spectacular year. The only thing more beloved than Bradley Wiggins are his glorious mutton chop sideboards. He and said sideboards entered the 2012 Tour de France as favourite, and he didn't disappoint. Fresh off the back of sticking it to the Frenchies, Wiggins was given the honour of ringing the bell to start the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics. Wiggins won gold in the time trial ahead of Tony Martin of Germany and teammate Chris Froome. He became the most decorated British Olympian in the process, with 7 medals in total.
This last 6 weeks, I don't think I'm ever going to top in my sporting career now, winning the Tour and coming back and winning a home Olympic Games and a 4th Olympic gold medal. It's, yeah, it's, you know, vodka tonic helps.
Overshadowing his tremendous success in 2012, however, was a tweet from a twit. Blowhard Piers Morgan took a swipe at a man that was currently the toast of the UK by tweeting, "And yes, I was very disappointed Bradley Wiggins didn't sing the anthem. Show some respect to our monarch, please." The response that followed was retweeted and Facebooked around the country. "I was disappointed when you didn't go to jail for insider dealing or phone hacking, but you know, each to their own." Though contrary to popular belief, it wasn't from Wiggins himself, as everyone had assumed, but the message still stands. But will Wiggins stand for the ultimate prize come December?